On today, March 18th, 4 years ago, it was a Wednesday. You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pickering. And that's right, Lo-Fi as in low fidelity, low quality, in your face, messy as can be, global news show. Here we're going to talk about that famous question, what's going on in the world today?
That was then, and this is now.
I'm ready to bring it down, like.
How we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And it's our 4 year birthday, people. Yes, connect to us, people. Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we all over the place. And get ready and come out this week, this Thursday, for this year's first live show. Coming up on Thursday, March 21st at UNO's Library, the Earl K. Long, room 407 from 5:30 to 6:30, with a social hour afterwards from 6:30 to 7:30 with a bit of meet and greet and some cakes and coffees. Come on over, celebrate 4 years of the we that we be. Now let's dig into a little of that birthday lo-fi global news for you, and starting out in a galaxy known as the Milky Way. Which is ours, by the way, if you didn't know, now you know. A solar eclipse is coming our way on April 8th, people, check it out. It's going to be so fun. And hey, it's after the spring equinox, which the spring equinox is Tuesday / tomorrow. And that's right, a perfect 12 hours a day and night tomorrow to recharge those stones out there. You know what I mean. But this solar eclipse will be the first solar eclipse of the spring. Now, isn't that nice? Now, out in what is known as Little Kyoto and Ozu, I read directly from the BBC following here, begin quote. In Ozu, you can stay at a hotel dispersed across an ancient castle, samurai residence, an old merchant home, while supporting the town's award-winning model of sustained tourism, end quote. People, send Lo-Fi here for our birthday, please. We want to stay in a hotel that's a castle, yes, but most awesomely, a sustainable castle. What does that even mean? I'd never heard of sustainable tourism castles. I dig it so much. We gotta find out what that is. We're more in that in a bit. And out in fast food news, because yes, there's a category called fast food news, but Friday, McDonald's was hit with a outage. Quotation marks around that word, because who would want to do a cyber attack against McDonald's? Question mark. I mean, who done it? Really, was it Burger King, Taco Bell? No, Taco Bell, wholesome family place that it is, amazing tacos. End quote of someone who never worked at Taco Bell, but dang, what a time it would have been if that person would have worked at a Taco Bell. Now to sports and politics, because you know we love some sports here on Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. An English soccer match, aka the real football. P.S. It's the real football because they use their feet with the ball instead of touching it with their hands like the fake American football. But anyway, the English soccer match, aka the real football, between Arsenal and Chelsea. Bitter rivals. At least that's what I hear. I don't know. Maybe they aren't. I don't know, but the match was delayed. This bitter rivalry because when one team showed up, they realized the teams had matching socks. And this we simply cannot have. I love it so much. And a last piece of news before we switch to our Fab Five of the day, to Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia, USA. Let us begin by saying that a baby, or a group of baby foxes, is known as a kit. And, well, the Wildlife Center found a kit of baby foxes, and they have to nurse them to keep them alive because they're so itty-bitty, they're so little, and they were abandoned. They don't have a mother. And wouldn't you know, to try and keep them wild, and to be able to return them to the wild, the staff of the Richmond Wildlife Center are dressing up as foxes when they nurse the babies. I love this. They are still good people left in the world, my friends, and this is proof of it. All right, check it. This week's Fab Five of the day, we're going to do a bit of a fourth year birthday, you know, a little Fab Five and some throwbacks to some of my five favorite things about the show. Check it. There's people who've been on the show. And it just so happens, well, five is a good number that works for it. Number one, Shea Meredith Esquire was our first guest ever on the show back in the spring of 2021 and later came back in 2022. And truly an inspiring person. You know, first talking about Navalny in Russia and then talking about women's representation in the legal field in the U.S. Big shout out to Shea Meredith Esquire. Number two for today's Fab Five, our second guest ever, political scientist extraordinaire, who first came on in 2021 and then later again in 2022. We first talked about the Taliban's taking over of Afghanistan after the West left. And that was a big episode, people. Dr. Robert Wirth, you are extraordinary, my friend. Thank you so much for being you. Number three, our third guest who ever came on the show, first coming on in 2022 to talk about how widows were unfairly treated and marginalized and discriminated against across the world. And then came back in 2023 to talk to us about AmeriCorps and SBP rebuilding housing in disaster areas like New Orleans. The amazing Layla Bella Walto. Thank you, Layla Bella, for always reminding us and reminding me about that which we all too often forget. And number four, our fourth guest on, or if you think about each of the previous three guests being on twice, that would make this person the fourth person, but the seventh person as a guest, or the seventh appearance of a guest. The simply wonderful, kind-hearted Jules Hennessy, who came on in 2023, exactly 1 year ago, for the three-year anniversary episode of Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, and Jules became the first person to ever interview me about Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Merci beaucoup, mon ami. Merci beaucoup. Number five, who came on just last season, during the autumn of 2023, Dr. Nina Balan, bringing her expertise in sustainable development to talk about build structure and how we can truly build for the betterment of tomorrow, today. I learned so much from that episode. Thank you, Dr. Balan. And that rounds out our Fab Five of the day, my friends. The Fab Friends of Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Shea Meredith Esquire, Dr. Robert Wirth, Layla Bella Walto, Jules Hennessy, and Dr. Nina Balan. Five of the most amazing people I've ever met. And having guest appeared on the show a collective 8 times... Thank you so much to all of you. You are Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Now, real talk here, people. I can't talk about guests on the show without talking about this next individual who I hold separate from this Fab Five list because, honestly, they've never been a guest on the show. Though they've been on the show way, way more times than 8. In fact, I couldn't even really tell you how many times. 50 times? 75 times? I'm not sure. But they were never a guest. They're a co-host, and really, a host. I was the co-host when they're on. Just along for the ride. And that's the ride of Movie Talks with our good friend Gregory Day. And you know, as you get older and you leave the place from which you were born, you tend to grow apart from some of the people, sometimes, that were your childhood friends. You know, sometimes that fades, sadly. But Gregory Day is one of my childhood friends that, thankfully, has stayed in my life and become a part of a new version of my life. And to my dearest Gregory Day, thank you for always being there. And thank you for always being you. If anyone is, you most definitely are. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. All right, check it, people. We're switching gears again to that Lo-Fi Global Trivia, but this time it's the birthday edition, of course. We got 5 birthday Lo-Fi Poli-Sci trivia questions coming at you. Here we go. Number one, we're in season 9 right now. How many episodes have there been so far, including today, in season 9? So we're in season 9 right now. How many episodes have there been in season 9? And I'll tell you, out of all the seasons, This is the only season where we've done two shows a week. This is the fewest amount of episodes we've ever done. Question number two. How many live shows have we done? How many live shows have we done? And when was the first one? When was the first live show? And how many have we done? Question number three. What was the first season we had intro and outro music? What was the first season we had intro and outro music? The implications are that lo-fi poli-sci at one point in time didn't have music. What was that about? You heard a little bit of that from that intro. All right, question number four. In question number one, I asked, how many episodes are we in for season number nine, including this one? Now, how many episodes are we on in total after 4 years, including today? So, series total after 4 years, including today, what episode number are we on? And number five, every so often we make lo-fi poli-sci buttons, pins. How many different lo-fi poli-sci buttons exist? Ooh, that's a deep cut. That's a deep, deep cut for you. Every so often we make lo-fi poli-sci buttons. How many different buttons do we have? How many exist? Love you, lo-fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in our world today. Lo-fi poli-sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off. All right. I know you're waiting for them answers for that trivia, so here you go. Question number one. We're in season nine. How many episodes have there been so far, including today? We're on episode 24 today out of season nine. Number two. How many live shows have there been, and when was the first one? There have been four live shows, and the first one is December 2021. We're about to do the fifth one this week. Number three. What was the first season we had intro and outro music? Season one, technically, but technically season two. It was episode 100 and the last episode of season one. That's when we got intro music. So really, season two was the first full season that had intro and outro music. But it started on the last episode of season one. That's a deep cut, people, deep cut. All right, and question number four. In number one, I asked how many episodes we were on for season nine. And then I want to know how many episodes are we on in total after 4 years. Today, episode 795. 795 in 4 years. And in question number five, every so often we make lo-fi poli-sci buttons, pins. How many different lo-fi poli-sci buttons exist? The answer? Five. We just made a new one that just is about to come out for the live show. And you know what I thought? You know, I do this every so often with little bitty clips, not very often at all because it is embarrassing. But for your listening pleasure, or not your listening pleasure, if you want to hear what we sounded like 4 years ago, on March 18th, 2020, it was a Wednesday. Here you go. Episode one, and the issues we were talking about 4 years ago.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pickering. And that's right, lo-fi as in low fidelity, low quality, in your face, messy as can be, global news show. Here we're going to talk about that famous question, what's going on in the world today? We'll start by covering five headlines from across the globe, and then choose one to go into a more detailed analysis. The news, fresh off the press. Source, AP News International. A snapshot of Mexico's cartel landscape amid rising violence. The implications? That even with a new president dedicated to fighting the cartels, this long-running problem persists. Can anything be done to stop cartel violence? Our next story. New Zealand passes landmark law to decriminalize abortion. The new law allows women who are up to 20 weeks pregnant to get an abortion, and those over 20 weeks to get one with the approval from a health practitioner. The implications? This battle has been going on for decades in New Zealand, and is by no means finished. Even if right now legislation definitively points in one direction over the other. Up next, Syrian war, rumbling into 10th year, still has global impact. The latest being the new and increased conflict between Turkish and Syrian government troops. The implications. In a time where it has been believed by many that the war was getting close to a conclusion with the government's victory in sight, other countries continue to meddle in Syria's sovereignty, and the war rages on. And our headline in the spotlight today. Putin orders Russian constitutional vote despite virus fears. The Russian Constitutional Court approved a law that would give the president the ability to run for another 2 terms in office. And today, President Vladimir Putin declared a countrywide vote on the amendment to take place on April 22nd. However, he further stated that the vote could be delayed depending on the state of COVID-19 in the country. The background and implications of this story. Putin came to power in 1999 as an appointed interim president. He then won the presidential election in 2000 and again in 2004. When he was term-limited out of office in 2008, he switched to be prime minister of the country until 2012. During his 4 years as prime minister, he changed the constitution, allowing him to run for 2 more additional terms since he took a break from being president. Additionally, he increased the term lengths from 4 years to 6 years, meaning that his first 2 terms in office were 8 years collectively. The next 2 terms in office would be 12 years collectively. His prime ministership ended in 2012 when he ran for president again and won, and then in 2018 when he ran again and won again, meaning he was due to leave office in 2024. With this new law, however, he would be able to remain president, if he wins the next 2 elections, until 2036. At this moment in time, Putin is the longest reigning leader of Russia since Joseph Stalin during the time of the USSR. If he remained until 2036, he would leave office at the beautiful age of 84. What does this mean for Russian politics? Is Russia really Putin's Russia? What do you think? Write in and let me know your thoughts. And a last piece of news from the BBC World section. Fossil, Wonder Chicken, could be earliest known fowl. In case you're wondering what a fowl is, we're talking about chickens. A newly discovered fossil could be the earliest ancestor of every chicken on the planet. As the BBC tells us, this wonder chicken fossil comes from just before the asteroid hit that wiped out the dinosaurs about 67 million years ago. As Dr. Daniel Field of the University of Cambridge states, it's the only nearly complete skull of a modern bird that we have, so far, from the age of dinosaurs. So if you ever wondered where chickens came from, wonder no more, because we found Wonder Chicken. And that's a brief snapshot of what's going on in the world today. Let me say thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, wash those hands, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci Podcast. Pickering, signing off.